Hello, my name's Naya. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm 65 and a half, and I have chronic conditions, and I would like to get a vaccine.
Okay, I have no information regarding the vaccine besides the number. Would you like the number?
Okay, now I heard on the news that the Department of Health across the country are supposed to be giving these vaccinations.
I don't do anything regarding giving you an appointment or giving you the vaccine, but I can give you a number for that.
Okay, what is the number and the place?
I don't have a place. I have a number for you to call.
Right, but it must be a number to a business, I guess, right?
Yes, ma'am. The number is 855.
Yes.
566.
Uh-huh.
5333.
Now, who am I calling? What is this?
That's the hotline for vaccine appointments.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a drugstore or something. For appointments in Alabama. Okay. So the health department is not doing any kind of vaccines at all.
They are, but you have to be registered to get them, ma'am.
Well, how do I register?
That's the number I just gave you, ma'am.
Oh, I have to register. Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope I've been able to help. If you need any more information, you may visit the following websites, adph.org or the cdc.gov. And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline, ma'am.
Okay, wait. Can you give me, I didn't catch the website information.
ADPH.org.
A as in Apple, D as in Dan, P as in Peter.
Yes, H as in horse, .org, O-R-G.
.org. So adph.org.
Yes, ma'am. And then is the cdc.gov.
Okay. And that's separate. cdc.gov?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Oh, CDC. Okay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Enjoy your day, ma'am.
Okay, you too.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.